And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today comes from a new study that shows many evangelicals think not attending church regularly is a sin, but they're not practicing what they preach. It turns out 24% of those who participated in this study and identify as evangelical believe skipping church is sinful, but they rarely darken the church doors themselves. And I'm glad they do believe it's a sin, but your actions, they gotta match those convictions. And now to news that'll make your skin crawl. The Satanic Temple has opened a second telehealth abortion facility, calling it part of their, quote, destruction ritual. They're even naming clinics after Supreme Court justices' mothers. When evil starts to get this brazen, we need to double down on supporting crisis pregnancy centers and adoption services. Now to CBS, who's in hot water after an interview with Ta-Nehisi Coates about his new book on the Israel-Gaza conflict. Now the network is hiring a mental health expert and DEI strategist to soothe employees upset by tough questions. Oh, when you're asking for both sides of the story become controversial, you know we're living in an upside-down world. That's what simple discourse is, both sides of the story. To sports news now, a fifth women's volleyball team has forfeited a game rather than play against a transgender athlete. The University of Nevada team cited fairness and safety concerns regarding playing against the San Jose State women's volleyball team. Look, when the college girls have to be the adults in the room standing up for common sense and biological reality, maybe it's time the folks running these leagues need to resign. A federal judge in Denver has dismissed a lawsuit from a father who wanted a straight pride flag displayed alongside LGBT flags in schools. Seems like a decent request to me. The judge ruled that the rainbow flags were the school's own speech. What about the straight pride flags? Are those somebody else's speech? Look, when celebrating one group means silencing another, I think you've lost sight of what inclusivity actually means. And finally, we'll end with some heartwarming news. To wrap things up, there's a viral video going around showing an unborn baby smiling at the sound of her dad's voice during an ultrasound. At 32 weeks, this little one is already showing personality. It's such a joy. Every life, no matter how small, is fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't know how anyone could support the murder of these miracles. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for more exclusive content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these news updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.